Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, a showdown about education. Randy Thompson has the rundown.
Well, get ready for a rumble between Jill Tolles and myself over the AB 46, the funding for Washoe County Schools.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Chris Wicker, Fred Locken, and Sean Carey. It's all coming up next on the all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Nevada Newsmakers is going to Washington the week of September 16th. Sponsored by the Nevada Mining Association. We're mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. The Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. The voice of Nevada's auto retail industry. Committed to our communities, driving Nevada's economy, and Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Jill Tolles. She is co-chair of Say Yes for Kids. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thank you, Sam.
And your appearance is due to the fact that there was a little exchange, rather publicly, between our Randy Thompson, our political analyst.
We say no for kids, I guess, call me.
Who wrote with concerns about the school district taxing situation and where the money goes. And well, let's start out with your positions, and then we'll go to where Jill responded.
Point, counterpoint. There we go. Well, first, I want people to know that Jill's actually a very dear friend of mine.
Yes.
And we have been able to exchange ideas openly and freely in a very conversational way. So when I saw some people respond to your article, which was 2 days after mine, and they said, oh, that Jill Tolles, I'm like, I actually asked her to do it. She sent me something that was so good and took apart in a very intelligent way. Yes. I said, please submit that to the paper. So, but we will start with the first claim, which my biggest issue with this is that the legislation legislature passed on to the county commission what is a legislative role. Right. And you responded very brilliantly, because you are a brilliant person, with many examples of where the legislature has passed on its taxing authority to the counties.
Right.
And I can say, well, yes, they have, and they've violated the law every time they've done it.
Right.
So that's my issue, is that if we're going to give the taxing authority to local state government, local governments, then let's just change the law.
Right.
And look at it that way. But because of that, though, as you have said, it spurred on a debate that we never got in the legislature, didn't it?
Absolutely. Well, first, thank you for having me on the show. And yes, Randy and I have been good friends, and I've really appreciated this dialogue. I think it's brought a lot of healthy dialogue about local issues, education, the issues that you brought up, constitutionality questions, a lot of misunderstandings that have been rectified as a result of having these conversations. But because I respect Randy, and because I respect others who brought this argument to the forefront, I've looked into the constitutionality of it. I reached out to the Legislative Council Bureau, the Nevada Taxpayers Association. I've reviewed Article 4, Section 18 of the Constitution. I've gotten quite an education.
And what have you found?
And I have not seen any concrete evidence that this violates the Constitution. The reality is that this passed by a two-thirds majority vote to enable to a local entity, which, because we're Dillon's Rural State, that is how local entities can pass taxes. It has to be given authority from the state legislature. They've followed that. There has been, have a whole stack of precedent for that, of enabling legislation, and this has fallen in line. My argument is also that this is beneficial to the taxpayers.
Why?
So what I'm seeing after following this all the way through the legislature is that there was, in fact, I just talked to somebody from the county staff who calculated that they spent about an hour and a half of total actual public hearing time at the state level on this issue. They've already spent almost 12 hours at the county level, pouring through the budgets, asking tough questions, asking for certain accountability measures to be put in place, and we're only at halftime. And the county commission doesn't get a lot of attention, I think, and I think they deserve it.
In Washoe County,
those five elected officials have taken this on very seriously. I've been extremely impressed. And I think that taxpayers are benefiting from this process of hashing this out at the local level, being able for public citizens to give their voice at these public hearings. There's two more, September 17th and October 15th, to not only state their position on this issue, but to explain their reasoning why. And if they can't come to the hearings, they can contact their county commissioners. So I think it's just a great example of representative government at work.
Ms. Thompson?
I'd say right now it's participatory democracy, and that is what's cool. I have learned from Jill's arguments, again, doing my own homework now, going, well, you're right. They do have the ability to send, as long as it's a two-thirds majority, mm-hmm. they do have the ability to send stuff to a county. And frankly, that's where a lot of these decisions should be made. It's frustrating that a county can't initiate it on its own, but at least they are giving them the authority. So I've pretty much kind of inched over onto the side of, okay, I can see why the legislature's doing this. This is fair. And both she and Trey Adney from the chamber have said this is the best debate possible to mm-hmm. have it at the local level. And that's really where the accountability should be held. And that's what I like seeing in this type of a democratic action, and I wish, frankly, that we had more of it.
Okay, well, so kind of a complete reversal of your initial thinking.
Not a complete reversal. It's an acceptance that this is the better way to do things, and I'd like the legislature to say, if there is a tax increase, all right, but let's make sure the locals do have a say in it. Like in Clark County, where they actually passed the more cops bill by the vote of the people, at least they're getting the voters more engaged. And I think, if anything, I'm hoping this is a new trend, that we do have discussions like this at the local level.
Okay, and I'm just going to throw this in because, you know, this is the political side of things, which is that it does take the heat off the legislators, and it puts it onto the people at the county level. So it may be a good dialogue to have, and maybe we get better things out of it. But at the same time, now when re-election time comes up, people are going to be looking at the county commissioners or the city councils, same story in Clark County, and saying, well, you're the ones that raised the taxes, and it's not the people of the legislature. Let's take a break and get into the substance of what we really need to be talking about here. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time out.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com. Play the hottest slots in video poker only at the Tamarack Junction.
Nevada Newsmakers is going to Washington the week of September 16th. Sponsored by the Nevada Mining Association. We're mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. The Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. The voice of Nevada's auto retail industry. Committed to our communities, driving Nevada's economy, and Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Jill Tolles. She's the co-chair of Say Yes for Kids. Been working very hard on getting funding for the Washoe County school system. And if you want to read either Randy's thoughts on this or Jill's follow-up, please go to our website, NevadaNewsmakers.com, and go on to Randy's blogs, and both of the letters are listed there. So where are we at this point in time? You need to get a supermajority of the Washoe County Commission to approve this tax. There are a lot of concerns from the commissioners for many reasons, not just about the schools, but some of the county commissioners are planning to run for other offices, and this would come into the campaigns. So where are we right now?
Well, I think it's too early to count any votes, but what they've told me is that they are looking at this issue on its own merits. That I know Marsha Burke Bigler's been quoted as saying, I didn't get elected to worry about getting reelected. I got elected so that I could serve my constituents. And so that's the tone that I've heard from the commissioners, is that that's what they're focused on. And I think that, I hope that that's true. I think it comes down to the merit of the questions that really matter, which is this a real need and is this a reasonable solution? And I believe the answer to that is yes. We're not in this situation because the Washoe County School District has frittered away funds. It is solely a matter of property tax revenues have decreased so that there's no ability to bond until 2018-2020. And the last of the 2002 rollover bonds expired in November. So we have this gap, and yet we have ongoing critical maintenance and repair needs. And this is the proposal to solve that problem and create a sustainable funding source. I don't know about you, but I'm getting older. Maintenance costs go up the older that we get. And so
an interesting
and if
analogy.
We don't,
and if we go to the gym. Yeah, okay.
And if we don't, you know, continue to maintain at a certain level, then we're going to end up paying more later. So it actually is a fiscally responsible thing to do to put this in place. The other thing is that Washoe County only has two revenue sources for capital projects, whereas other counties within the state have up to four different, or well, there's up to five different options, and they utilize up to four. So it's fixing an inequity.
I think that's part of the frustration with this dialogue, too, is not this dialogue, but with this situation, is Washoe County had the ability to get some of the property transfer tax, and they said no. And I keep bringing that up, and Trey Adney especially will say, quit blaming the current board for what happened in the past. Mm-hmm. Well, that's our accountability mechanism. We don't have anything else but to say, you guys blew it. Okay, let's fix it. And I'm trying to focus on let's fix it. Let's get the accountability. And one of the things I was critical about was the county's response to the audit.
Right.
And yet there was, a two-day seminar, two-day open house that talked about that whole audit. You want to kind of go there a little bit?
Well, first, I want to appreciate you saying that, because I think we can't keep asking government to run more efficiently and then lambast them when they invite audits from external sources to uncover best practices. And there's been some confusion about, did they hide this? And, were they somehow tucking the findings away? And were these just these egregious sins that they were trying to, keep from the public? The answer is no. They immediately posted on their website. They had two public workshops going through point by point the findings. The findings themselves were not that scathing. They were, in fact, Mike Casserly from the Greater City Schools testified that Washoe County School District is overall favorable ratings, and that there were some areas, tactical internal reorganizations that needed to happen in order to enact best practices. There was no evidence of ineptitude, fraud, or gross mismanagement of funds. So that needs to be cleared up right away. And they need to be commended for bringing in an external auditor. And they already have put in place many of those recommendations and are in the final stages of putting the last few ones in place. It's become their roadmap, in essence, to make sure that they're running efficiently. And I think they should be commended for it.
Okay, so that begs the question, and we only have about 30 seconds left. Why is it that your group and other groups that you were associated with are the vanguard on this, and it hasn't been the school district who has put this information out so that the public would understand it and trust it?
Well, if you go to Washoe County School District's website, you'll see that they actually have done, what I say, a yeoman's job of putting all the information out there. And so they've published editorials, sent out emails, done interviews on this show and on the radio. So I think they have been out there. But one thing that's great about our group is it is bipartisan. You have builders, you have business, you have education advocates all coming together. This has a tremendous amount of broad-based community support. And I think that's one of the reasons that I signed up to be on board, was because there was so much support for it, because it doesn't just benefit the kids. It benefits all of us in this community.
And it's a lot of jobs, too. It really is a lot of jobs. Mm-hmm. That's the nice benefit of it, too.
All right, and that's where we got to leave it. Thank you so much for being
Thank
here once again.
Thank you for having me.
And we will continue to follow the progress. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Why are you still sitting on that couch? You know you could be out there cooking for a living. You speak food. That's why you got to call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll help get you out there with training in less time than you think. Sounds good, right? So grab your phone right now and call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll send you a complimentary career guide so you can see what it's really like to work in the culinary arts.
Call 800-817-5790 or text GOLCB68 to 94576. Call or text now.
Did you call yet?
I'm workers' comp attorney Jay Short. I grew up on a family farm, and I know the value of hard work. I also know how devastating an on-the-job injury can be. Trusting the right workers' compensation lawyer can make all the difference in getting you and your family back on your feet. At my office, workers' compensation is all we do. We've been helping Nevada's injured workers for over 20 years. We'd like to help you.
If you've been hurt on the job, call attorney Jay Short at 786-2006. Work comp is all we do.
How much do you think individual health insurance costs?
Dr. Andrews?
What if it costs less than you think?
Yes.
Okay. How much do you think the average doctor or ER visit costs? At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we offer a variety of coverage options at surprisingly affordable rates. If you're self-employed, retiring early, or simply can't get health insurance at work, find out about affordable choices from Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield plans are designed to help fit your individual health care needs and budget.
Hi, Jack.
So whether you want basic coverage for yourself or more coverage for your family, call us at 1-800-818-0163. Or visit us online at buyanthemnow.com. Affordable coverage from a name you can trust. Call Anthem today. 1-800-818-0163.
Nevada Newsmakers is going to Washington the week of September 16th. Sponsored by the Nevada Mining Association. We're mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. The Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. The voice of Nevada's auto retail industry. Committed to our communities. Driving Nevada's economy. And Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We have a great PowerPundit panel. As always, Fred Locken is here, the professor of political science at Truckee Meadows Community College. Chris Wicker is a spokesman for the Washoe Dems, and Sean Carey, vice president of Nevada Matters Media. So as we tape this on the morning of Monday, the 9th of September, Congress is being asked to vote on the action in Syria. And, you know, in thinking about this, the knowledge level of the Congress people especially, but even the senators, is so limited in terms of this kind of action. For example, you know, Congressman Horsford was a director for the Culinary Association, apart from state politics. Dina Titus, a political scientist, like yourself, Fred. Mark Amade, an attorney. The only one that has actually is currently serving is Joe Heck. But still, not an expert on foreign affairs in that sense. From an article that was published yesterday, Stephen Horsford is taking an incredible amount of briefings on what's going on to get himself up to speed. But is it fair on the Congress to give them this kind of question?
Well, our founders thought it was, and frankly, that was the reason they were supposed to be involved. On the other hand, it used to take weeks and months to be able to, you know, plan and strategize in the 18th century. We now have very immediate developments, which is why much of it shifted to the president. I thought it was appropriate for Obama to turn this over to the Senate and Congress for deliberation, and in my view, he damn well better accept the advice of his legislature.
Chris?
I think that I'd also agree with turning it over. I think this country has a lot of war weariness, and a lot of people still think the invasion of Iraq was a huge mistake and cost a lot of treasure and lives. And I think what Obama was seeing is that the majority of Americans did not support any kind of action against Syria. And I think a part of that is the American public being even more ignorant on Syria and the strategic concerns than the Congress. Like, you know, what impact does letting Syria get away with it have on Iran's intentions and North Korea's intentions? And so I think what he figured out is that we need to have the Congress behind it, even if we aren't going to have the American people behind it. And I think the military wanted that, too.
John?
I happen to agree. I mean, nation building is just not something we need to be looking at right now in the current state of the world. And you know what? Syria is gassing their own people. Iraq was gassing their own people, too. I mean, it's not something that we cannot go in and solve everybody's problem. And so, yes, absolutely the Congress needs to be involved in this. And I have to agree with Fred. The president certainly needs to listen to what Congress has to say.
Randy, you know, there are lots of instances around the world where we have seen things like this or worse, and I keep thinking Rwanda was the biggest example of where we didn't get in. But even though the president said something that was not politically appropriate in talking about red lines when the situation actually occurs, is this somewhere where we should be saying, you know, if it's okay in Syria, what happens if Syria sends something and lobs it over into Israel?
I think the biggest challenge I'm having with this is, you know, the founding fathers may have put in place these stopgaps and checks and balances, but the discussions weren't happening on CNN. So we're discussing military strategy and what we're going to do in front of, so that even Syria is watching it on television. So I think it's what's a good action to take when your enemy is learning every action you're going to take. I'm not really a war expert, but this isn't the way you exactly decide how to attack somebody. So I think more than anything, it's the challenge of how do we make a decision that's good for our government and good for our country and the best action that's not going to be debated time and again. And I mean, there's obviously, forget element of surprise at this point, but it again, there's so much ethnic cleansing going on around this world. Where do we start?
Well, and when you have the Secretary General of the United Nations reminding us that if we do this, even as a multilateral action, we will be in violation of international law, you clearly do not have the international community behind you, even on a moral issue like this.
Well, in one sense, we do have the international community because they passed the international consensus against weapons like biological weapons, chemical weapons, nuclear weapons. And yes, there's lots of bad things happening in the world, but something like the general use of chemical weapons, if somebody had used biological weapons, and we have the same feelings about nuclear weapons. I mean, North Korea and Iran are both bad actors, but what we're all up in arms about is the possibility of them having a nuclear weapon. It's a higher level than chemical weapons, but still, I think there is a line where civilized community, as much as you can call it civilized, that has ethnic cleansing and war, that is a step beyond to the use, general use of chemical weapons. And I happen to agree that if the world stays silent, then everybody's recalculating
implied consent. Okay. I think, but to answer your question, I think Congress better get up to speed on this because this is what Congress should be doing. Protecting our borders from foreign aggression is pretty much the number one thing they got
to
do.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Nevada Proud is presented by Nevada Dream Tags. Take your shot at the hunt of a lifetime. Learn more at nvdreamtag.org.
Not too long ago, this was considered state-of-the-art rug cleaning. Today, this is the state-of-the-art, and the only one to offer it in Northern Nevada is the Carpet Tender. Thanks to an incredibly powerful vacuum and dusting system, the amount of dirt removed by this system before actual washing begins is amazing. Nothing comes close to the Carpet Tender's rug washing plant. For unbeatable washing of all your area rugs, including Orientals, Navajos, and other heirloom rugs, call the Carpet Tender. Remember, it's the Carpet Tender, or something less.
Get the absolute rock-bottom discount prices of the year at the Michael Hole Discount RV Sale, September 7th through 15th at Cabela's on I-80 next to Boomtown. Don't go to the other pretend RV shows. Get thousands in factory discounts on new and used motorhomes, travel trailers, fifth wheels, and toy haulers. Winnebago, Fleetwood, Rockwood, and more. Right now, buy a 2014 Rockwood tent trailer for just $85.75. Trade-ins welcome. Absolute rock-bottom discount prices at the Michael Hole Discount RV Sale, September 7th through 15th at Cabela's on I-80 next to Boomtown.
It's the hottest show in town, the biggest party you'll ever see, an eye-popping, finger-snapping celebration.
This is the worst.
It's Grease, appearing at the El Dorado. This well-oiled Grease is definitely the one that you want.
Tell me more, tell me more.
For the first time ever, featuring songs from the hit motion picture, Grease. Be there or be square.
Tickets from $24.95. Call 786-5700 today.
Hello, I'm Bill Bradley, and we at Bradley, Drendel, and Janae are Nevada Proud, and we proudly support the Nevada Military Support Alliance.
Owned by Nevadans, serving Nevadans, we are Nevada's Information Network.
Nevada Newsmakers is going to Washington the week of September 16th, sponsored by the Nevada Mining Association. We're mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Meet the power company that puts Nevadans first. Learn more at vea.coop. The Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. The voice of Nevada's auto retail industry. Committed to our communities. Driving Nevada's economy. And Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at Newsmakers.com.
And tomorrow, boy, Chuck Muth will be here. Come to the building. It'll be fun.
We'll see you on the next broadcast.